Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Praise the Lords podcast. And welcome to the program, people, and welcome to the first Praise the Lords podcast in the year 2023 and episode 46 number overall. Another edition of Music Talk. And yeah, so as the holidays have now dwindled down and it's gone, we're now back to a normal flow of new music coming out and just, you know, fucking with it, not fucking with it. We'll see. But at the time of this recording, I want to give a happy birthday shout out to the late and great legend Mac Miller, who would have been 31 today. I got my McIntyre on to represent. Always a part. One of my idols. Most dope, that's forever. And yeah, I actually, getting back to that really quick, but one of my goals for 2023, not like a resolution, because I think maybe I'm done slowly doing New Year's resolutions, because it's like, you know, like everyone else goes, you know, oh, I'm going to start going to the gym, and, you know, then they stop after 2 months. I don't really think it's fair to say I have a resolution this year, but I want to get back into reading and kind of expand myself, get better knowledge and stuff like that. So I purchased the Book of Mac almost 2 years ago from Donna Claire Chessman, and I finally just started to read it. And I'm into the best day ever. And it's so far so good. I mean, solid interview so far, but I really, really like it. And I'm glad that I'm starting to get back into reading. But happy birthday, Mac. We love and we miss you. I'm going to, you know, why not say happy birthday in your own words? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Obviously, the song is a little more depressing in the mood of it, but happy birthday nonetheless. Rest in peace. We miss you always. And, you know, thank God for your extensive, beautiful music catalog. And then also in the last week or so, the first 19 days of this blessed year 2023 have produced some worthwhile news. But this worthwhile news has come to my attention that I saw, and that is Australian rapper Iggy Azalea has now joined OnlyFans, and that's piques my interest a little bit because she's got quite the posterior and quite the behind. Like, you know, Ron Burgundy once said to, you know, his soon-to-be wife, Veronica Corningstone, you have a most breathtaking hiney, and that's what Iggy has. But, yeah, so I guess the music thing ain't going well. She had a couple of, things that I liked. The one thing that I love was her verse on a T.I. song called No Mediocre. She sounded good on a DJ Mustard beat. That verse was great, in my opinion. But that was, you know, obviously you had your radio hits, but that fucking got killed for me. It wasn't really rap to me. You know, you got that, the Sway freestyle, which was iffy. But, you know, she gets away with the good looks that she has. I'm not going to be paying the money. I can tell you that I got better things to spend my money on and to save. Got to look more towards the future, and yeah, I think my I'm good. I think I'm more good, but just kind of had to mention that. It was pretty interesting. She made $307,000, I think, in the first 24 hours, which was pretty fucking impressive. But you know what? This world is full of perverts and. That's just how it be in this world we see. But yeah, Iggy is on OnlyFans. I'm glad to see that she's putting her music career on hold to do some modeling. So yeah, good for her. And then this was great. A$AP Rocky's coming back. I believe his album is called Don't Be Dumb. If I got it wrong, my apologies. But he comes out with a new song called Same Problems, and clearly a sequel to Fucking Problems from his debut album, which had Drake, Kendrick, and 2 Chainz on it. It was a banger produced by Hit-Boy. Still goes hard. That whole album is completely underrated. His first two albums were great. Testing, I don't know. I got to give Testing more of a listen again. I remember first listen, the first couple times, it didn't float my boat. And, you know, I guess I just got to give it a chance. But now we're back. Rocky, fresh off a baby with Rihanna. Congrats to them. And he's back resuming his career, obviously. And this is with Same Problems. I haven't listened to it yet. So I figured that we would listen to it here. And yeah, so Same Problems by ASAP Rocky. Let's give this a quick listen. That little Yachty. Yachty's good in this kind of thing.
Niggas dying every other night. Niggas crying, that's a part of life. Lying to my face, trying to say that it's all
okay.
Five fingers high to the sky on the stand, put it on your life. Stand by, nigga, wrong or right. I knew the drama, nigga, all my life.
Love the spacey drama, feel that Rocky always life. Gives. I like the beat. Let me go on Genius. I want to see who produced it. I really like this beat so far. Oh, Rocky produced it. Damn, that's impressive. Oh, and Miguel? I heard Yachty. Yachty's voice is very recognizable. Didn't really recognize Miguel right there with the... but that's impressive. So far, I like it. Not too bad.
How many problems get solved? Product of things that I saw. How many problems get solved? Am I product of things in my songs? How many problems get solved? Am I product of all of my flaws? How many problems get solved? If you don't get involved. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. I don't hear or see no evil. Dilated like my pupil. Means I rose bread and peach.
Oh, okay.
Annihilated on my people.
Like this verse.
Till we top it like we skyscrapers. Jumping off the porch of fire escape. We ain't even fucking time breaking. All black like I'm trying to break it. This the crack, call me Ronald Reagan. ASAP, more tired of waiting. Let's get it. How many problems get solved?
Wow, I really like this. This is good. Got two more minutes left in it. Let's hear this third verse.
Proud of the things in my songs. How many problems get solved?
Just very spacey. I like it.
How many problems get solved? If we don't get involved. Some night. Holy night, bullets flying, better duck and dive. The darkest spaces were so fun to hide. Remember calling Edison, turn on the lights. Went to selling now, shows them selling wives. Niggas crying in any jail cell at night. Mama's crying, it's a part of life. Mama say I'm high.
Oh, this verse is a little deep.
The bag, you know, breaking nights. Nigga drop the bag, you ain't weigh it right. Bringing bad, I was bringing night. Kid Cudi, day and night. Any problems get solved. Product of things that I saw. How many problems get solved?
Oh, I really like this, man. Damn, Rocky, coming in hot. Oh, great first single. This makes it to the album whenever that comes out. Damn, I fuck with this. This is good. Man, this is good. It's just nice to see him coming back. You know, I saw Tyler's going to be on it. That's fucking great because everything that they've kind of touched together has been pretty good. Who Dat Boy is a banger. And then the one with on Nigo's album, the freestyle, that was from a couple years and then just kind of released it. But same problems, ad-libs from Little Yachty and Miguel. Looks like Miguel also a little out on the end. But solid cut from the first listen of hearing it. I like it. It's spacey. It's your typical Rocky track, kind of a little classical Rocky. So I fuck with it. And then this one was awesome. I saw this trending last night on Twitter. J. Cole doing a song and basically getting a J. Cole type beat, which, you know, the SoundCloud rappers do, the YouTube rappers do. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to admit this for the first time. When I was 15, I thought that I could have been a successful rapper. So I would go on YouTube and search up some beats and try to rap over them. I do not have the audio or else I would release it to embarrass myself and to kind of give people the reason like, yeah, maybe this is good that we didn't get a rapper like him. So, but yes, that is my TED Talk today. With that, I came, you know, I thought that I could have came out with some hot shit and clearly I didn't. But J. Cole finding a beat from a fan, it seemed, and then uploading it. I haven't listened to it yet either. It's called Procrastination. Can't wait to listen to this. This is that's really humble of him. And No One Cole, it'll come in hot with bars and yeah, so let's give this a listen.
Don't you dare run from it, there's no boogeyman. It ain't coming to hurt you, I think acceptance is somewhat of a virtue. To look your true debt in the face without trying to escape the regret or disgrace. I write these words aimlessly, but not without hope that somehow I'll stumble on something that's dope. A clever okay. little line, a thought to provoke myself in that listener digging for quotes. Hello. Don't even know if somebody gonna hear this. Got so many songs they get
this
lost
beat
in
is good actually
of the hard drive.
Just
I
your,
wish I was more fearless cause I just say fuck
not
it
your typical
music
YouTube
for niggas that hate it and niggas that use it as
it's
fuel to push
well.
Them through long nights at school writing that last minute paper for class that's due in the morning and I still relate to that procrastination for tasks cause I need to finish this album. But hell, how many more times can I sit in this wooden pail down in that well and pull it back up with the hope that it's filled? Plus it don't help that I'm rich now, so that means that I don't gotta deal with stress of these creditors calling my cellular like that young rapper that don't gotta deal but do got the skill and do.
Man, this is good. Again, for a YouTube beat, it's fucking good. And just the fact that Cole took the time out to do this, that's respect and humbleness right there from him.
Got the will to make it no matter how long that it takes for labels to see us.
If only rappers kind of respected fans more like that, you know? That's fucking awesome, and that can keep people going, man. Yeah.
For the world to catch on that he's great. How do you tap in the hunger when you don't got wonder about where your next meal is coming from? Maybe you feel my conundrum, or maybe the real is I'm so far removed from the struggles of everyday folks. My shit just ain't never gonna hit like it hit when a nigga was a little more closer to broke. But fuck it, the challenge be having me stoked. Throwing the talent, you gotta be joking. I push my salary up with these quotes. Now, I push the Lambo truck down in the Ville, hoping I connect with something that's real. Part of me wonders why I'm even still. Holding on to this place. My mama been gone and my partners are straight. Right.
Man. I love this, man. Shout out to Cole for this. And shout out this beat. Man, I love this. That was good. Two great songs, man, to start off my 2023. Again, it's been a little slow coming out the gate. But, yeah. But, you know, two great songs. Rocky's back. Cole dropped that little, I guess that's a freebie. But great what he did. Really fucked with those two songs, man. And I know I heard through the grapevine, Fall Out Boy's coming back. I don't know how to necessarily feel about that. I feel like it's been quite some time since they've put anything of substance out. I had my stage where I was a Fall Out Boy kid. But I don't know. When they got back together, it's just kind of been for me. But heard that's coming out. Got a Trippie Redd record coming out. I mean, I'll roll my eyes a little bit on that. Never really been a Trippie fan, but I'll give that a listen. And yeah, so giving you a nice quick little epi here. And yeah, again, check out Same Problems by A$AP Rocky and then Procrastination Broke by J. Cole. Really humble fucking dope thing that he did. And happy birthday, Mac Miller, here on January 19th, 2023 at the time of this recording. And yeah. Keep on listening, everybody, and have a good one.